Unit 6. Home Again. Page 148.
The Musician from Corinth. Part 2. The sailors divided Arion's money among themselves, and the ship sailed on. In a short time, they reached Corinth, and the king sent someone to bring the captain and his men to the palace.
"Did you come from Italy?" the king asked.
"Yes," they answered.
"What news can you give me about my friend Arion, the best of all musicians?"
"He was well and happy when we left Italy," they answered. "He wants to spend the rest of his life in that country." Then the door opened, and Arion himself stood before them. The sailors were so surprised that they fell upon their knees in front of the king and told him what they had done. Now, how was Arion saved from drowning when he jumped overboard? Some people say that he landed on the back of a large dolphin that was swimming near the ship and heard the music. The dolphin carried him quickly to the closest shore. Then the musician hurried to Corinth. Arion told this story to the king, but the king would not believe him.
"Wait till a ship arrives," the king said, "and then we will know the truth."
3 hours later, a ship arrived in Corinth. Its name was the Dolphin. The king believed that the dolphin which saved Arion was not a sea creature, but the ship called the Dolphin. He said that Arion was a good swimmer and kept himself afloat until the dolphin passed by and rescued him from the sea. You may believe the story that you like best. To this day, Arion is still remembered as the most wonderful musician.